The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
You look at all your friends and everything's perfect. I mean, I have friends that have families like I would like to have, and I don't have it.
Next, Kay Arthur provides encouragement for when the pain doesn't seem to go away.
So it doesn't mean that our tears won't flow. It doesn't mean that we won't feel pain. But what do you do when the hurt runs deep? How do you handle it?
Healing and hope for life's desperate moments. Next.
And you all look really good. You know, you be sure and watch the open of the show and see how nice all of you look out here. And you, I don't know whether you'd be glad if we had the camera on you right now. We could see you. Most of you say, James, I'm so glad you can't see me. It's early in the morning and I'm watching you on either ABC Family. You have to get up early to watch us on ABC Family, pretty early on Discovery. And then on all the inspirational networks, you can get us. You say, get who? I'm James Robinson. This is Betty and special guest. That's who. And you know, one of the wonderful things that I enjoy about what we do, I actually enjoy it just as a Christian. I love to meet the different people in the family of God and the people from all the different parts of God's family who are not willing to settle into some tribal mentality or some sectarian divide or put up the walls around them and cut themselves off from the other parts of Jesus represented by some other part that may not function or do it exactly the same way. What we get to do is we get to meet all the different people who represent the Lord, oftentimes coming from different backgrounds, and we see Jesus. And it's absolutely beautiful. And our guest is seeing the same thing because she just has such a heart for everyone to come to God and to the Word of God, to the God of the Word in relationship, and to love His Word and hide it in their hearts. And she's really gifted. Her name is Kay Arthur. Would you welcome Kay Arthur to life today? We're glad you're here, Kay. Glad to have you back. And you're grabbing this book. But you also have written this book. Now, I want you to get this. When the Hurt Runs Deep. And there's not a whole lot of, you know, like easy little hurt, you know, little pain. But there is really that pain and that hurt that sometimes seems so overwhelming. I don't know how I'm going to get through it. Healing and Hope for Life's Desperate Moments. And let me tell you about another book, because I know she'll refer to it. As Silver Refined. Now, the Word is like gold and like silver tried in the fire, but we can be like that too. Mm-hmm. I think the word refined silver reflects beautifully the image. Hopefully, when we're refined, we reflect Him. I have an idea. She'll be touching on both of these, but Kay, you wanted to talk, and we're going to actually do a couple of programs with you this week.
You'll be on for
2 days. When Hurt Runs Deep.
Yes.
Tell us what you're referring to, because it must have run deep.
So often, what happens is we think, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. You know, I get a phone call from my son, and I said, are you all right? And I was to go over there and help take care of his wife, and he said, not really. And I said, what's wrong? And he says, I think Leslie's dead. You know, so 50 years of age, it isn't the way it's supposed to be. I got just the recent tornadoes that we've had. I got a word that Sarah Holland, and Sarah is one of our precept students, studying precept for years. I really never talked to Sarah, but the word came, and she was in a tornado. Her husband was killed. Her married son was killed. Her daughter was killed. Her house was destroyed. All that was left of Sarah's family was her daughter-in-law and a couple granddaughters, and Sarah and the granddaughters ended up in the hospital. And so I called Sarah to talk to her. And as I was talking to her, I said, you know, Sarah, I don't think I've ever talked to anybody. I haven't talked to anybody that's more like Job than you are. how Job, in one day, in one instance, lost his family and lost, you know, so much of his possessions, and that was left with a wife that wasn't a very good comfort. But and you look at it and you think, this isn't the way life is supposed to be. And yet, if you'll forgive me for just reading this, but this is what she said. She said, we sent her something, and she says, God has continued to give me strength, and our family is gradually healing physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Lives have been changed in my extended family because all realize now that God is in control of our very breath, and He alone can ease our hurt.
True.
I have clung to Romans 8, 28 to 31 that you spoke of several times in your book, When the Hurt Runs Deep. And then she says, thank you for your insight to bring God's word to me when the tears continue to flow. So it doesn't mean that our tears won't flow. It doesn't mean that we won't feel pain. But what do you do when the hurt runs deep? How do you handle it? And see, we think, okay, a tornado is going to hit the ungodly, but the tornado is not going to hit someone like this, you know. And her son had just gotten back from Afghanistan and had come home safe, and now a tornado wipes him out. And the thing that I think that we have to know is when the hurt runs deep, God remains God. And the thing that she says is the thing that has helped her the most, and it's that one singular truth that God is sovereign. You know, He rules. Isaiah says that He is the Lord. There is no other. He creates light. He creates darkness. He creates good. He creates adversity. I'm the Lord that does these things. I wound, Deuteronomy. I wound, I heal, I kill, I make alive. I am the Lord who does these things. And so if I can know God, if I can understand who God is, if I can see, as Psalm 103 says, that His sovereignty rules over all, and yet that God that's sitting on the throne, that's in charge of the weather, it's not Mother Nature, it's Father God. But if I can understand that, then, and I know who He is, and I know that the God that sits on that throne is love, I'm going to take off my orange jacket. He's never going to take off His love. He's never going to act apart from that. And so whatever comes into my life, my ring is like me. My hand is like the hand of God. And everything that comes into my life is filtered through fingers of love. And it has a divine, eternal purpose. And so when the hurt runs deep, if I can understand those truths and other truths in here of how to handle it, and this book is I mean, you put it here and it is Bible stuck in a book.
Sure.
You know.
You know when you talk about the hand, and I feel like you and I, whenever we talk, it's like we've been talking to the same person and reading the same book.
You're right.
And it isn't just necessarily a book I wrote or you wrote, but the book he wrote.
Yes.
And out of that, we can write some books. Mm-hmm. But it's like we're talking to the same Father who says He is the potter.
Yes.
And we are the clay.
Yes.
And we really need to be yielded clay.
Right.
Not hardened, rebellious clay, but yielded. But one of the things He showed me, and you just said it, and we were talking even before we came out here, we've been talking to the same person. And you talked about everything coming through the hand of God. And I've said this before. I want to add two, and I know you've heard this too. You say, well, that's probably in the book too. Mm-hmm. You probably turn me to another chapter and say, well, read this. But everything, if we're in His hand, whatever comes, the pain or whatever, it is filtered through. Even if it's an enemy arrow, it's still filtered through. And if you have pressure, the pressure is either coming from the hand of God to shape, or it's coming through the fingers of God with potential purpose.
Exactly.
If we're yielded to Him, even pain can be a best friend.
Exactly. And that's why He talks about how do I handle my pain? You know, and He talks in Romans chapter 5 about tribulation works patience. And patience, I mean, works perseverance, and perseverance, patience, and patience, proven character. And it gives us a hope that does not disappoint. I mean, Sarah knows her God even better than she knew before, because God has taken her through this. And as we point out, as in silver refined, He's in the process of making us like Jesus. And the thing, if I realize that,
we could see that as exciting.
Oh,
it's like this awful process.
Yeah,
that's why it says wonderful purpose. We're going somewhere. It's like the mother that's having a baby, which, thank God, I've never been through that, but I'd like to die while she was in travail. I mean, you know, I needed a bed next to her because, God, I've heard as bad as she. But you know, you could never bear that if you didn't know the beauty of the life that's about to come from it.
And
if somehow
and
we could flip the picture.
The key to it is knowing that God is right there in the midst with us. No, we won't avoid the pain. We're going to have the sufferings. Right. But God's right there to walk through it with us. And He will never leave us.
And if you catch a glimpse of the purpose,
that's exactly what He says. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Five negatives in the Greek. I will never, never, never leave you, nor never forsake you, so that you can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper." And when do we get to know God? When all the props are removed. And there's no arm of flesh to go to. And Jeremiah talks about that. But there's no arm of flesh to go to. And I run to the Lord. And His arms are open wide. And I get to know Him in a way that I never would have known Him. And I love 2 Corinthians, where he talks about we're cast down, but we're not destroyed. And he goes through that whole list. And then what he says is that death works in me so that life can work in you. So if I can look at, I mean, that was just one trial. If I could look at everything and I have that has come into my life as God, and it's not my scenario, it's not my dream plan, it's not, you know, what I planned for me. I have a son that won't talk to me. I never wanted that. You know, and you think, how did I fail as a mother? Because I didn't come to know Christ until I was 29. Excuse me. But when you look at all of that, then I see other parents that are going through that. And they think because you're a Christian or because you write books or whatever, that you don't do or you don't feel or everything's perfect for you, or you look at all your friends and everything's perfect. I mean, I have friends that have families like I would like to have, and I don't have it. So what do? You know that He's going to take that pain and He's going to use that pain so that when you and I talk, I can say, I understand, and I want you to know that His grace is sufficient. His power is perfected in our weaknesses, and we can glory in our infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest on us. For when I'm weak, I'm the strongest, because when I'm so weak, or I'm in a puddle, or it's all falling apart, God's there, like you say. And this is the exceeding greatness that Paul prays about in Ephesians 3, the exceeding greatness of His power that is in us.
And you know what I think is really important for people to hear? Because when you hear how strong people get in the refiner's fire, in the pain and the shaping, sometimes you can think, well, that'll have to happen the same way for me. And Kay, the Lord showed me this when I heard some tragic things, like Adrian Rogers losing a child. Mm-hmm. I heard of different things happening, and I thought, well, God, maybe I need to lose a lot of stuff or have a lot of pain. See, and here's what the Lord showed me, and I think this is critically important for everybody to understand. Paul said, I want to know the fellowship of His sufferings. Mm-hmm. See, when you were talking about, when you just referred to your son, I felt the fellowship of Jesus' sufferings for you and for your son. Mm-hmm. I suffer as He suffers for that relationship.
Yeah.
I also found that His word is a hammer. Mm-hmm. We don't have to have a crash to be crushed. Mm-hmm. We don't have to have a head-on collision.
Yeah.
The word is a hammer.
Right.
The word is a fire. And also, we can know the power of the cross.
Yes.
The cross of Christ should be enough to break any of us and bring us to a point of yielding to God our lives. So you don't have to go getting set up for this crisis and that crisis. Just know that in the crisis, the tornado, the unexpected, you have the Word, you have a solid foundation, you have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, you have a shelter, a shadow, a shepherd that will never leave you, period, he's there. But also know that all that circumstances and pain can bring, the power of the cross, the power of the Word, and the fellowship of his sufferings can bring it. Does that make sense?
It makes such sense. And see, this is my passion. My passion is that people would know God. Daniel 11:32b says, and it's talking about a time of crisis when Jews were losing their lives. Antiochus Epiphanes was reigning, and the persecution was so great. It said, but the people who know their God will be able to stand firm.
Absolutely.
But not just stand there and take it, but to do exploits.
Absolutely.
To do exploits. So it doesn't immobilize you. It energizes you, it empowers you to go forward. And so my passion is to teach people how to study God's Word for themselves so that when it comes, I know who God is. I know His character.
Absolutely.
I know His attributes. I know His way. I have studied from Genesis. I've written precept courses. Those are our Rolls Royce. And that's 5 hours. It's an expensive car, but it's worth it, I guess. But studying inductively is worth it. You spend 5 hours. I'm so tired of women that say, oh, I don't have time. Just tell me what to believe. And I think, grow up. You are in the army.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, Jesus said, man lives by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. God didn't speak in sound bites. God spoke in books, and every book has a purpose, and every book just kind of weaves together who God is and His plan. You know what we're headed for? Well, God's doing it. Hebrews says, God is going to shake the things that can be shaken.
Yep.
That's what He's doing in America right now. He's shaking us to the core.
Right.
And whatever it takes to get me in this book, whatever it takes to pull away all the props so that I'm propped by God.
Yeah.
And then I will be able to stand firm because I know Him. Whatever it takes, it is worth it because, you know, this life is temporal. Eternity awaits. And the way we live now, we know from studying the Word of God, the way I live now and what I do with the opportunities I have will affect my standing in
Absolutely.
Eternity, not whether I'm lost or saved, but rewards and loss of rewards.
I'm going to get on now. I'm going to be standing because I'm standing on the rock, the unshakable rock, and that's that. You know what I'm trying to do? You were talking about, I heard an aggressive Christianity. Don't just sit in here and hide under the bushel.
That's
get
right.
Be a light.
Exactly.
Get up, stand up. Don't just take it, dish it out.
Exactly.
Deliver a blow to
him.
Knock him out.
Exactly.
And this, listen, you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to inspire people to get on our face before God and then stand on our feet for God.
For God.
Does that make
sense? Open our mouth for God.
Absolutely.
And be courageous for God because the Bible says
now,
that cowards are outside the New Jerusalem.
Y'all like this? Y'all like what you hear?
We're to be, you know, strong, courageous. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left.
Let me ask you to do something. By the way, there's Kay's website. You want to know where she's going to be, where she's speaking, how you get in precepts.
That's what I want you to do.
When the Hurt Runs Deep, we will send it to you. It's in the bookstores. But here's what, Kay, I know you love what we do because this is...
I do.
This isn't just talking about something. This is acting in it on the love
right.
that we say is in our heart. I want you to look. Please. But look through the eyes of God and then say, God, could I put your hands out? Could I make the difference? Watch closely. You know, I know that there's some people, they see those images and they run. I do too. I run to get a checkbook. I run to get a bank card. I've run with my wife to the ends of the earth. Not to look at them, to love them, to save their lives, and not just tell them about God's love, but show it to them. And Betty, we couldn't have done it without viewers.
No, that's true.
Who say, you know what? I'm going to help the missionaries. I'm going to feed those kids. I don't turn away when I see the little bloated stomachs, emaciated bodies, the little skeletal frame with skin stretched over it, that hopeless look, because I see hope. I know what love can do. I want everybody watching to help us take care of some of those kids.
I do too, James. And, you know, I sit here, never can separate myself from being a mother and a grandmother. And I hear the cries of those little babies. A mother knows the difference when in the cries. I know when our children were small and I'd hear a cry and maybe, oh, that's a mad cry. They want something. They're not kidding, you know. But then I would hear the cry that you just heard. And I knew they were hurting. And immediately as a mother, I wanted to get up and fix whatever the problem was being caused for those tears, for that heartache. And I feel like these mothers, every time they hear their baby whimper, that soft cry, because they're so weak they can't cry real loud, that mother's heart is breaking because she can't fix their hurt. But you know something? We can. We're able to, and we must fix the hurtful cries of these babies. They're hungry. Their little bodies need nourishment. So I hope you will see what God wants you to do about joining with us, and let's fix the problem. The problem is they're hungry.
And it's so easy to fix. Love corrects it. Food corrects it. Hey, Betty was talking about them crying. And a lot of times they get so weak they can't cry. They just whimper. And the little lullaby, little song that the Somalians sing is, go to sleep so you won't hurt anymore. There's a sleep they never wake up from. And listen to me. You may say, oh, it's just another little kid over in Africa, little baby. No. No, it's a precious child. It's precious children. We've been so blessed. Would you please help us feed those kids for the next several months? $30, $50, $100, we can feed 3, 5, 10 children for the next 3 months. Would you make that gift? Could you help us take care of 10? Could you help us take care of 100 by making a $1,000 gift? I don't know what you can do. Jesus said, what's in your hand? Would you give those children food? Save their lives. We've got some wonderful gifts to send you. Beth Moore's book, teaching, the 90-day Bible, the beautiful Heart of the Father bronze, because you're going to reveal the heart of the Father. Give the greatest gift, the gift of life, and they'll know it's given because of the love of God and the gift He made in His Son. The missionaries communicate that. Please go to the phone. Go to lifetoday.org online. Use your bank card like it's a check. Make the best gift you can. Please do it.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of hundreds of thousands of suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst famine and food shortage in more than 2 decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Beth Moore's book, The Life That Overcomes. This Life Outreach exclusive, featuring a collection of messages from Beth's heart, will inspire you to live an overcoming life each day. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may also request our new 90-day Bible, designed to help you read through the Scriptures in just 90 days. Finally, as a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the beautiful Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today at lifetoday.org.
Well, Betty and I just say thank you for your help. And we'll gladly send you Kay Arthur's book, When the Hurt Runs Deep, if you'll just help make whatever gift God puts on your heart. Beth's wonderful book, The Life That Overcomes, many of the lessons that she's taught here, the 90-day Bible, Heart of the Father bronze for those of you who'll help us take care of 100 kids. Thank you so much for your help. Join Betty and me in saying thanks to Kay Arthur. She'll be back tomorrow. Kay, we love you. We'll talk some more about being refined, tried in the fire. We'll be standing. God bless you. Everyone is rightly concerned about who will lead our nation, who will fill the various offices. I've written a commentary that I believe God put on my heart. It's critically important. It's titled, What Not Who. We must understand the what to find the right who and insist the right what is done. Go to the website, get a copy, and pass it on.
Next week, Ann Graham Lotz, daughter of Billy and Ruth Graham.
And we're sleeping through the alarms. And I believe God wants to wake us up in our relationship with Him.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.